Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You do. What else are you going to do on Friday? Are you going to... You're not going to get down on Friday? What's the point of Friday if you can't get down on Friday?
If there's any day that you're going to get down, Friday would be the day that you would do that.
Friday is the day that we getteth down. That is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. Great to have you. Welcome in. What a day we have lined up for you. Because I got to tell you, Adam Schefter has added more context to the incredible story that we heard from him yesterday. Number one.
Ooh, intriguing.
Yep.
Juicy.
Number two, a very highly touted, well-known national and local radio show host on our brother station, WEEI, out of Boston, who had Schefter on yesterday, also used the word coitus on the radio. So I'm in the clear now. All right? One of the big dogs in Odyssey used it. I'm in the clear. All right? I'm off the hook.
There are levels, Rob. Okay? There are levels. And
are you saying I'm not on WEEI's level?
I don't know. I know there are levels, and I'm not sure. I mean, it's a bigger market, and, you know, probably.
I'm sticking with it. All right? So we have more of Shefty's coitus story to talk about coming up later in the show. I have...
Mommy, what's Mr. Rob saying?
I mean, I don't know how to politely say that's a you problem, but that's a you problem, all right? Allow the Rob Brown Show to be the vehicle with which you introduce your children to the real world.
If he's going to continue to do that, just turn to another station. It's okay.
What is wrong with you?
It's okay. I don't mind if you turn away, because if he's gonna do that thing. I mean,
again, that is the single most adult correct way to say that.
They have the power to turn away, so just turn away. It's okay.
Adam Schefter made the boom boom with the lady. Like, I feel like that's worse.
It's not.
I feel like that's worse.
It's not. It actually sounds more fun.
I didn't say it sounded more fun. I didn't say that's wrong.
It definitely sounds more fun.
I didn't say that's wrong.
The other thing just sounds like a science experiment. That sounds like fun.
Either way.
If you had a choice between the two, which one are you doing?
I mean...
I know they're both the same thing, but one's a little more fun than the other. One could be a lot more fun than the other.
No, I mean, it's the same thing, right? It's like the difference between... playing basketball and shooting hoops. Like, one's casual and jingoistic, and the other is like, this is what is actually happening.
I'd rather shoot hoops than play basketball.
See, not everybody feels that way.
I'm sure most people feel that way.
But one of those things in a setting of academia is the correct way to phrase it.
So what you're saying is people with higher IQ, they talk about certain acts in a more with a better vocabulary?
No, I'm saying if you are in a professional adult setting and it is demanded of you to have that discussion, in a professional adult setting, coitus is the word that is used.
Okay, so that professional adult setting, that's not this show.
Schefter was out there while breaking some news stories.
I'm more comfortable with that than the other word.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Because you don't hear it on the air anywhere. I mean, it's just like, let me use this sly, sly word.
One of the biggest.
Makes me sound a certain way.
One of the biggest local hosts in America on WEEI, which is the station we should all strive to be more like.
Is this an old man?
No. This guy my age. Guy my age.
Okay. I don't know how that's different than the question I asked.
You at okay? That's me. That's rude and a very rude way to start the day.
Hey, I am just so glad you're just.
That's three more coituses I'm adding to the show.
You're just a couple months from joining me in the AARP. Ugh. I can't wait. We're going to be AARP buddies.
We're going to tell you what Shefty added to that story coming up later in the show. Peyton Manning showed up at a bar and sang karaoke last night, and yeah, absolutely, somebody put it up, and it is absolutely as bad as you think it's going to be.
Okay, yeah, because in my mind, it's not good.
Oh, it's going to be awful, and I can't wait. We're going to get to that coming up later in the show. Jared Goff yesterday, I don't know when he did it, but at some point over the last couple of days, Jared Goff sat down with PFT and Big Cat from Barstool and did a podcast with them, and they asked him if he will ever apologize to Saints fans for that NFC Championship game. And he, done entirely, thoroughly, top to bottom, left to right, up and down, back and forth and diagonal, ticked me off. Like, I get why he did it. Still hurt my feelings, all right? And that's from a guy who has been openly rooting for Jared Goff so far this season. I'm probably still going to, because I get what he was doing and I understand it. And if it was him, if I was in his shoes, I'd do the exact same thing. But that wound is not healed, and he did not pour salt into it. He dunked me into the Dead Sea with that open wound.
Okay, Ed, what segment is that going to be? Because I'm gonna take some time off around then and probably...
I haven't decided, but I'll let you know.
Go waltz about the hall.
That's fine. Whatever you got to do. Whatever you got to do, I'm going to play you the audio, and then we'll riff. We got that coming up later on the show. We got Rashad Beard coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. That is ordinarily the spot that we would have.
I hate that hat, by the way.
The Pittsburgh Pirates hat?
Oh, it's a pirate. Hat. Okay, it's the baseball hat. All right, it's like, okay, at first I thought that the Steelers changed their hat.
No, nope, the Steelers, the Pirates,
it's a baseball
and the Penguins
hat, it's okay.
All right. Wear the same colors of black and athletic yellow.
I know, but the P, I just don't like it. It's not good.
It's a Pirates, a Buccos hat.
Yeah, it's not colorful enough. Nothing says plain and boring like Russell Wilson.
That's what it is. You don't care about the hat. You don't like who's wearing it.
I don't like the hat either. If you wore that hat, I'd be like, dude, don't you got something else going? I mean,
because it's not my team, and it's a good hat. There's nothing remarkable. I will wear another team's hat if it's a good hat. Like if it's a pop hat, like a Padres guy, I'll wear some Padres gear because it's got that neon pink and highlighter green, and I think that's fantastic. I don't wear another team's gear. Unless, A, they are not a direct rival of mine. They got to be on the other side, right? Like, if I'm a baseball guy, I'm not wearing another NL team's gear. But I'll rock an AL team's gear. You know what? Screw all this. That game, no. Dome the stadium. All right? I got on Twitter last night, and it was just like, I love the snow. I love the snow. I love the snow. This is fun. This is fun. AFC North football. This is fun. No. No. The presentation of the game was booty cheeks. The game itself started to suck progressively more as it went on. Like, you can't tell me that was the best version of that football game last night. I did stay up and watch the whole thing last night. I stayed up and watched that whole game. And throughout the entire duration of the game, I get on X and it's just guy after guy. And I acknowledge, I even put up, I don't know if you saw it, great one, I even put up a meme about it last night that I understand that I am the only person feels this way.
You poor, gentle Florida child, where the sun always shines, and so the sun should shine everywhere else.
This isn't a Florida thing.
That weather exists. It is.
Monzo!
It's a Florida. It's
you
a Florida
moved
thing.
Away from Ohio. Why?
Because I hate snow.
But
here's the thing. We're not talking about, if I could play football again, that'd be awesome because I'd be walking really good. But if I could play football again, I would prefer to play in a game
like
that.
Shut up!
Absolutely. Either that or a game full of mud.
Shut.
One or the other.
Okay, even if that's true.
What do you mean, even if?
Even
I just
if that's
said
true.
It,
okay, I mean, it's true. Fine. Okay. You're the big strong macho man. Sure, that's all true. You want to play in the snow in the mud? Can you play your best football in the mud in the snow?
Yes.
No, you cannot.
Yes.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. If you're a big fat guy, you absolutely
can.
No,
you can't. Because
you get more traction while other people are slipping around. You're like,
yes, Lonzo,
skinny boy just face planted.
Snow and ice known for providing more traction. That's how it works.
It isn't.
Snow and ice, more traction. You all know how people prefer to drive on the ice because there's more traction.
Poor gentle Florida boy.
No, you're just wrong.
I know you haven't really been in the trenches in the snow, so you do get more traction if you're a big fat guy.
No, you physically don't.
If you're a big fat guy, you do.
You may believe you have more traction
than
someone that is lighter than you.
You do.
But you do not have the most traction that you can have.
Well, you know, media guy. You've never done it before.
So how can you talk about it? To know it's slippery, Lonzo.
How can you talk about it? You've never done it before.
I don't need to do it to know how it works.
You did. Well, you kind of did.
No, you don't.
You do.
Have you ever walked on a hockey rink?
You're going to break.
Have you ever walked on a hockey rink?
You're going to break.
Have you ever walked on a hockey rink?
You were there when I did.
Okay, that's fair. You're right. I was. But what did you have to do when you walked on the hockey rink? They had to give you special shoes. To be able to do it.
No, we had to use that special thing in order to do the thing that they... We used our own shoes. Your memory is failing you. Snow is fine for football. Your crusade falls on deaf ears for the majority of the world.
I know! I just said that! I'm not arguing that... There's a minority of you and you're wrong. I understand I'm in the vast minority.
You're on an island as much as you are. Is it like one island or is it like a series of islands?
First off, that's called an archipelago.
Okay. All right.
All right. So if you're going to be sarcastic, at least get the right language going here. Listen, if you're on the stream right now,
live in a peninsula. So, I mean.
No, I lived in a panhandle, not a peninsula. Peninsula is down where all the Yankees are down in Miami. I lived in the panhandle. I am about to be...
So that's a separate state where you were? Because I was talking about Florida.
It should be.
Florida as a state is a peninsula.
Look, here, on the stream right now. I made this meme last night because I know how much the minority I'm in.
Do you have to know what movie it's from to use a meme? Because I've never used
it. No, you get the point, right?
What? I mean,
I'm not giving you credit for anything today. That's really funny, but I'm not laughing at it.
Because I know that movie. I was just wondering if you knew the movie.
I do. It's Tangled. It's actually okay. one of my favorite Disney movies, as a matter of fact. Tangled was a phenomenal movie. The meme I'm going with here is a shot of Flynn Rider, who is in a bar in a scene in the movie Tangled, where he says something in the bar and everybody else in the bar pulls a sword and draws a sword, and it's got a still image of him leaned up against the wall, very smug and confident in the opinion he just expressed. Well, he's got like 24 swords all pointed at his face.
That is
and
you
the
every
concept
day.
Of the meme. The concept of the meme, it is usually utilized alongside a tweet that says, what opinion do you have that got you like this? And then it's your opportunity to like post that meme with a hot take. My hot take is snow ruins football games. Rain ruins football games. Wind ruins football games because you can't play the best football in it. It is just not possible to play the best football. And I don't want to know who doesn't fall down the best. I don't want to know who wears the big thick jackets on the sideline and stays warmest the best. I want to know who the best football team is. And you did not get the best version of those two football teams last night. You got two teams that were just doing their best to stay warm and not drop the football. Which, by the way, you know how many more touchdowns Cleveland has if it's not slippery, gross, and wet outside? David Njoku, who doesn't drop passes, dropped at least one touchdown and at least two first downs because it's gross. That's just it. And listen, I'll even make it worse for me. I'd like to point out on the screen. Lonzo, if you will look over to the right side, right over here, you will notice literally zero likes on this tweet. I understand that I am alone in this take, and I don't give a shefty that I am alone in this take. Not a single shefty to be given. Not one. Because if you think you genuinely, honestly got the best version of the Steelers versus the best version of the Browns, you are just objectively wrong about it. You did not. Not only did you not, but on top of that, I got a TV screen that looks like I'm trying to watch Skinamax in the late 90s trying to see if the field goal's good or not. Come on, man. Al Michaels is literally like, I guess he made it because we can't see the ball. Great football. Can't say anything. It's great. I got little brown blobs taking on little white blobs out there. Great football. I bought a 4K 85-inch TV to be able to not see the people on it. Great football.
Rob Brown, you gentle Florida child.
This is not a Florida thing.
It is. You just don't get it. You're not from that area.
Dumb.
Don't we hear that all the time? Down here, well, you just don't get it because you're not from here. There is some things you just don't get it because you're not from there, and this is one of those things.
That's the thing people say about Skyline Chili, Lonzo. You're not from here. You just don't get it. No, I am not from there.
Skyline Chili's nasty.
It's not proving your point.
It absolutely is.
You just hate that you now get it.
No.
You just ain't from here. It doesn't matter.
As long as you feel good about thinking you won.
Do I need to be from Alaska to know that it's cold when it snows? No. No, that's literally what the thing is. Do you need to have ever been on an ice rink to know ice is slippery? No. By definition, that's what it is.
Gentle Florida child. Enjoying your summers on the golf course and on the beach. Don't understand what it's like to play in the elements. It's okay.
No.
It's all right.
No, I do. I don't know if you know this. It gets cold in Florida.
Does it?
It gets like cold that? In like the Florida Panhandle. Like
how cold does it get?
Not that cold. You know why? I want it all. I just want to say it one more time. I just need to say this one more time, and I'm grabbing the mic to pull it real close so that I can say it with my chest.
If you say it real loud, it distorts, and they don't have a clue what you're saying. So.
Lonzo left Ohio because the snow sucks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So don't let him pull this crap up.
By the way.
Actually, snow is good.
By the way, wasn't talking about everyday life. It's talking about football.
It's dumb. The football is degraded in the snow. It's just worse. It's just objectively worse football. It's just the product is bogged down.
You should boycott all weather games and never watch them.
It wouldn't matter if I did because all you lunatics out there are like, snow's fun. How is the game better? How is that game better? Everybody said it. I love football in the snow. How is it better? In what way was that a better game than you would have gotten if it was 72 and sunny? In what way was that game improved?
Could you quit?
No.
Out talking to bed.
In what way was that game improved? How was that game better than a normal game?
Oh, I bet it was a blast to play. Miles,
you didn't play in it, so what's it matter to you?
Yeah, but because I have memories of playing in that stuff. And Miles Garrett.
In what way
Miles
was it better?
Miles Garrett was having a ball out there. It looked like so much fun. It really did.
Y'all, it's just worse football. Back after this, we can fight more because I'm not getting off this hill. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Stupid snow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Chris Miller, host of the pre- and post-game show for the South Carolina Gamecocks, going to join us at 7:30 today. Had to shift it up because his boy got school. Got to drop the young man off to get his education. So Chris Miller's going to move up an hour to 7:30. We're going to have Rashad Beard at 9 o'clock, and we are working on confirming the move in the chain gang. They will be either joining us at... they will join us either at 8:40 or 9:20. They are working to solidify which one of those times is better for them, so I will let you know as soon as they get that locked in. So we got Chris Miller coming up in a little over an hour from right now, 7:30. We'll talk Gamecocks Wofford as well as review last week's game, the big win over Mizzou, with Chris Miller. 9 o'clock, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. Had to push him back. He's got another meeting to get his next round of super secret spy gadgets and gizmos. So
must be stuff going on in the world.
I'm telling you.
2 days in a row.
So we'll get Rashad at 9 o'clock, and then the Move in the Chains boys either at 8:40 or 9:20. As soon as I hear from them, I will let you know when we get that locked in. All of that coming up today on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. We're going to talk, obviously, throughout the course of the day about the weekend upcoming, including spending some time with Ohio State University as they take on Indiana this weekend. And I'm a big Kurt Cignetti guy. I think Indiana's in a bit of trouble this weekend. We're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later in the show. All of that and more, but the phone lines are open for you. The Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone. That number, 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663 is the number. And our guy Joe has been kind enough to jump on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone to talk a little weather football. Joe, my blood pressure is already high. My pulse is already thumping. Please make it worse.
Rob, I will make it worse the best way I can.
Have at it, buddy. It's all yours. I'm just going to sit over here and take a deep breath.
Okay, what's your infatuation of not playing out in the weather?
Because you cannot play your best football in the weather. You just can't. It is no matter what weather we're talking about, wind, rain, snow, heat, whatever, the worse the elements are, the less efficient the best football players in the world are. And when I tune in to watch the NFL, I tune in to watch the best football players on the planet do athletic things that I can't fathom the human body being capable of doing. And so when you add snow and slippery and cold and wet and this and that and the other, it decreases the efficiency rating at which the best athletes in the world can do the best athletic things in the world, and it makes the game lesser than it is when conditions are prime.
Lonzo knows firsthand, being an Ohio boy, I know firsthand, being a Jersey boy, yes, you can play in the weather, and yes, it is fun to play in the weather. Yes, it may slow down your skills and your... and whatever it is else you have out there for performing, but it's just the fact of getting play in that type of weather is just a different feeling.
I'm not arguing that it's not fun to go outside in the weather.
Really? Now you're not arguing?
No,
okay.
Stop.
No.
Listen to my argument. When it snowed here, when we blizzarded it here a couple of years ago, when it was one of the worst snowstorms ever recorded in history here a couple of years ago, I absolutely went outside. My then-girlfriend, now wife, went out. We built a snowman. We had a snowball fight. Like, we did the whole thing, and it was a blast. It was fun, okay? But if you would have asked me to go outside, Joe, and win a basketball game in it, Would it have been fun to play? I don't know, maybe for a minute. But would I have been able to be the best basketball player I could be? Objectively, it is impossible to be the best football player that Russell Wilson or TJ Watt or Myles Garrett can be when they are fighting turf that is either slippery or frozen solid, when they are fighting a plummeting body temperature, right? Like, you cannot, I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm saying you can't be the best that you can be in those conditions. And if I'm tuning in to watch the best football players in the world, I want to watch them play the best football they can play.
Yes, obviously they need the best that they can be, but these guys are also professionals. This is their job. This is what they're getting paid to do. They need to go out there and try to do whatever they can to get the job done.
Joe, again, I get it. You're not, like, you and Lonzo both, you're not addressing the argument. You, like, you keep going, yeah, yeah, but here's this other argument. I'm not arguing that it's not their job or that they should. Like, yes, if Myles Garrett came out and was like, yeah, no, bleep that, I'm not going to play, I'd be like, no, you're getting paid a lot of money. Go out there and play. I don't care if it's cold, right? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, can Russell Wilson be the best quarterback he can be when it is 31 degrees and snowing? No, it's not possible. It is not possible for him to perform at the same level as he would if it was 72 and sunny. It's not possible, Joe. Like, I'm not, you're throwing all these other arguments that aren't the argument that I'm making. I want to see the best Russell Wilson throw into the best George Pickens, being blocked behind the best offensive line, up against the best Cleveland defensive line, and that cannot be done in the snow. That's my argument.
I got you, buddy. I got you.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
Yeah, because there's no, we're not changing his mind, Joe. It's fine.
You can't change my mind because what I'm saying is objectively correct. You may not like it. You may be like, I don't care about that.
Poor, gentle Florida boy.
Lonzo. Joe. Joe, don't go anywhere. Joe. Let me ask you the question. Yes. You don't mind, what do you do for a living, if you're allowed to tell us?
I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Joe, you're an excellent truck driver, I assume. At least I hope, for the sake of everyone around you on the road. Joe, if you're a truck driver and they say, we need you to haul this load of widgets from point A to point B, and outside of your truck, it's 72 and sunny, and that means that's a two-hour trip. If they ask you to haul that same load of widgets from point A to point B, and it is nighttime, 22 degrees, and snowing like it was in Cleveland last night, are you getting that truckload of widgets from A to B in the same time?
No.
No!
No!
No! No! That's my point, Joe.
But I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it, though.
I don't disagree. You're still doing it, Joe. But if I'm entertained and paying money to tune in and watch you drive the truck, I want to watch you be the best truck driver you can be. This is like people who watch NASCAR for the wrecks. Are you wrong for doing it? No, if that's what entertains you. But are you getting the best race if I got the big one happening every two laps? No, I'm here to watch a race, not a wreck, right? So my point here is, yes, Joe, you're a truck driver. You're a great truck driver. And if it's 72 and sunny, you're going to be the best truck driver you can be. And if it's 31 and snowing outside, you have to pull back on all the things that make you an excellent truck driver to get the widgets from A to B. And if I'm tuning in to watch the best version of truck driving Joe, I'm not getting it in a blizzard, am I?
No, absolutely not.
That's all I'm saying, bud. Appreciate it, big dog. Good to have you on the show.
We love you guys.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. My man, Joe. Again, like,
It's fighting a losing battle trying to convince you otherwise. You're not going to convince us, and sometimes you're just wrong, and you're wrong.
And
there's no fixing your wrong here.
Everything I am saying, I just got Joe to acknowledge.
Now he realized that there was no fixing you
and how wrong you are. No,
so he just moved on.
You are just making stuff.
Plus,
up
Plus, there
at
was
this
a
point.
Kid crying in the background, which started crying once you started yelling, because that's what you do to children.
No, I don't yell at children. I yell at adults. Children, I don't yell at.
Which caused children
because
to cry.
Because I expect that there is a lesser cognitive level amongst children. If a child says...
So you just said kids are dumb, so I don't yell at
right.
them.
Right! Yes! Correct. See, at least you can understand what I'm saying. Kids aren't. I was a kid. Kids are dumb. That's why I don't yell at my nephew, but I will at my brother. When my nephew does something dumb, I go, hey, Lewis, this is why the thing you did was dumb and wrong. Okay? Do you understand? Here's why it's bad. Here's why we don't do it. Here's how you can do better. Do you understand? When my brother does something dumb and wrong, I go, hey, you big stupid idiot. You know what you did was wrong because you... I just got Joe to acknowledge that truck driver Joe is not hauling at the same efficiency in a blizzard as he is when it's 72 and sunny. He said it, not me. Not me. You guys keep deflecting to a... You're propping up straw man left and right. You're going full Don Quixote on me and fighting all these windmills that I'm not arguing in favor of. All I am saying is, and this is objectively true, is that you cannot do something to its full efficiency in the snow, in the sleet, in the hail, in the ice, in the cold. You just can't do that.
What way to project? You're the Don Quixote in this scenario. All alone, fighting a windmill that is the weather, while everybody else is saying, yeah, I love watching football in the weather. I love playing football in the weather. You are Don Quixote, not everyone else.
If I go outside.
It was a nice try, though.
If I go outside, and when you're leaving the building today, I just start dumping ice cubes and frozen water, and I put ice down on the parking lot between here and your car, Lonzo. Are you going to have just no issues getting your car like you do when it's a regular day outside?
Here's what I can do. I got a better shot at getting my car in those conditions than you do because you're a gentle Florida boy.
You're about to tick me off is what's happening right now. You're about to tick me off is what's happening. Because what you're saying is objectively, verifiably untrue.
No, it's not true. I can walk better in conditions than you can.
Can you?
Yes.
What am I doing tonight?
Even it doesn't matter. It's not the same thing. That's that's manufactured ice. There isn't the other things that come into play. There's not the snow coming down. There's not the cold, the kind of cold that it is outside and all this kind of stuff.
I don't care. All right, everybody acknowledge Lonzo's the biggest, baddest M son of a gun in the world, okay?
No.
He's the biggest, baddest.
I can just walk Lonzo, in snow and ice better than you can.
You can't be the best Lonzo in the snow. It's just objectively impossible. Hey, you cannot
here's
perform.
Here's the thing. Speaking of objective, you don't know that because you haven't seen me in the ice and snow, and that's where I was born. So you don't know that.
It is impossible. It is impossible for anyone to perform at the same efficiency in snow, ice, and cold as it is in sunshine, unless you are an ice skater or a snow skier where you can't not do those things in the sunshine. If you are running, jumping, throwing, passing, catching, or moving.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is either, Tracy. The point is he does it like snow games.
Yes.
He wants every stadium domed.
Yes.
And he's not going to get what he wants.
Because last night's game, you might have been entertained by it. And why? Let's be real. The reason you're entertained is I like watching these guys struggle. I like watching these guys have to fight through it. I like watching these guys having to not just beat the opponent, but beat the elements too. I don't.
No,
I
want snow is the only thing that makes Browns uniforms look okay.
I want to see 22 dudes, and I want to see these 11 dudes beat these 11 dudes. Not a bunch of outside factors. These 11 versus these 11. Who's better? And every bit of weather takes away from that. All right, I'm done with the weather conversation. I'm done with it. I'm over it. I'm cooked.
I hope so.
I'm done with it. When we come back, I'm going to do something fun, funny. I don't know yet. Because y'all got my blood pressure through the damn roof at this point. So I got to take a break. We're going to do something funny when we come back. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate. Chris Miller of the South Carolina Gamecock Radio Network hosts the pregame and postgame show. Going to join us coming up in right about an hour from right now. Chris Miller will join us at the end of the next hour. We will review the South Carolina Mizzou game, and we will preview Wofford this weekend. Obviously, South Carolina looking to win their first game against a non-top 25 opponent in the last four and set themselves up for yet one more top 25 game in the Palmetto Bowl coming up next weekend. We'll have Chris join us at 7:40.
Hey, you remember when people wanted Shane Beamer gone? Remember like at the beginning of the
sure
season?
Do.
You remember
sure.
that?
Beginning of the season, like after the Ole Miss loss, some of y'all were calling for the head.
That would be you. But you know.
I never called for him to be gone. What I said was there was a lot, and I've owned this. This isn't a gotcha. I have owned it. I said it to Lulu Kesson. I said it to Chris Miller last week. I've said it on various segments away from it. I absolutely owe Shane Beamer's flowers and an apology. Same with Dow Loggins. Same with Clayton White. Same with the coordinators. I said about both of them repeatedly. I thought that there was a discussable lack of development of this football team on both sides of the football. I pointed out during the Ole Miss game what I perceived as a lack of discipline. I pointed out what I perceived as a lack of accountability. And I call those things out as a problem. And now this team is arguably one of the hottest franchises, one of the hottest programs in college football going right now. Without a doubt. This team has hit a different gear. I think you are seeing offensively a cohesion and a lack of predictability that was not there at Ole Miss. I think there has been obviously a growth in the performance of Lenora Sellers, Rocket Sanders, the offensive line under Dow Loggins. And I talked about this yesterday with Lulu Kesson from the Greenville News, who covers the Gamecocks and joins us every Thursday at 8 a.m. to talk Gamecock football. I said I had a lot of complaints earlier in the year about the play calling of Dow Loggins, about the offensive coordinator. I had some issues with the way that the games were being orchestrated on that side of the football. And I, looking in retrospect now, doing the Monday morning quarterback thing, I think I look at it now and say, I think there were elements of it that I think I was correct about. I think it took a lot longer for Lenora Sellers and Rocket Sanders to develop within the South Carolina program. I think it took longer than I would have preferred it to. But now that those two fellas have gotten to the point that they have gotten at, I think the offense has been opened up. I think it is far less predictable than it was back in the early parts of the season. I think you have added some complexity. I think you're seeing a lot more in terms of passing concepts down the field. I think those passing concepts down the field have allowed the run game to be opened up quite a bit. I think there are available options to Dow Loggins that maybe he didn't have back at the beginning of the year. And I even asked Lulu Kesson yesterday, I'm like, do you think that the change in the offensive play calling and execution might be correlated to that lack of development? And Lulu said, yeah, right? Like she wasn't fully sold on it, but she said it's a possibility. And I stick with that being the case. I think there was a lack of development, a lack of progression and talent on the offensive side of the football earlier in the year that now that we have seen it, now that it's brought out, and I don't know what the change was. I don't know what the shifting gear was that took Lenora Sellers from being a guy that in the say Alabama game, right? I was busting him up for making some freshman mistakes in that game. And while acknowledging, because I think it was important to, while acknowledging the fact that he is a young cat and he is in his first year of being QB1 and he does have a lot of pressure on him to perform because the expectations in year four for Shane Beamer are the highest they've been since he showed up on campus. So, of course, there was pressure on the cat. In fact, I will play this clip for you real quick. Shane Beamer gave a a brief anecdote. So Shane Beamer says that he had a cat hit the transfer portal. When asked why, he said, "I don't think we're going to be very good at quarterback next year." Now, I'm not going to, venture a guess as to who he might be talking about. Okay, I don't want to guess. I will, however, say, Lonzo, if you get a break, I could use some juice. Is all I'm saying. All right. Now, and I'm not going to guess which player it is. But I hope he's doing well at whatever school he landed up at. Okay?
I'm offended by your analogy, but I get it.
It's not an analogy. It was just a way for me to say it's Juice Wells without saying it's Juice
Wells.
I know, you know,
but it's like, get your own juice, punk.
I don't actually need you to go get me juice.
Good. Because okay. I don't think we have any.
Well, there is orange juice in the fridge downstairs.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but
yeah, once or twice a week, I'll actually grab a glass early in the morning.
Yeah, but who's
I don't know who brings it.
I was going to say you don't know whose it is.
Nope, sure don't.
And you've just admitted on the air. I don't know if I'd have did that.
Don't care. Anyway, point here is I understand that. First off, I don't think Juice Wells left because of Lenora Sellers. I think Juice Wells left because Lane Kiffin knows how to work the portal. And there's some NIL money floating around in Oxford, Mississippi. By the way, we got to talk about the flip of Bryce Underwood to Michigan.
Would South Carolina be better if Juice Wells had stayed?
Yes.
Did he improve himself by going elsewhere?
I don't know. I mean, did he improve himself?
Draft stock.
Yes.
All right. Did he improve his draft stock by going somewhere else?
He had I think you have to address it from, did it make sense for him to go? And the answer, respectfully, is yes. Because I don't think you could have projected the rise of Lenora. I mean, yes, some of you Gamecock fans are going to go, I projected it, but of course you did. It's your quarterback, right? It's your quarterback. I don't think a lot of us projected Lenora Sellers turning into a guy that would go out there, dump five tutties on the heads of Mizzou and win National Player of the Year.
Is he with a better quarterback now?
Jackson Dart is a projected top 10 NFL draft pick, yes. Yes. Now, that's not to say Lenora Sellers a year from now won't be putting up numbers in comparison with Jackson Dart. But Jackson Dart, a quarterback that, by the way, I very much doubted coming into this year. I did a show with BetQL's PJ Glasser before the year started, and we were given our teams that we thought were overrated coming into the year. And one of mine was Ole Miss. I'm like, I think they're going to be fine. Do I think they're national championship caliber? Not really, because I think Jackson Dart's overrated. But Jackson Dart's got numbers. They got a couple of interesting losses. I think Ole Miss is absolutely going to the playoffs. I do not think that Ole Miss is a team I would select as a team to put a bet down on to win the Natty. But based on the factors and the knowledge available to Juice Wells when he made the decision to transfer, if making it to the league is his priority, no, I can't blame him for leaving. I can blame him for how he handled the departure. I can blame him for being immature during the departure process. But the actual decision to leave, I can't beat up on him for. Did we think Lenoris was going to be good? Think? No. Hope? Sure. Would you have laid money that Lenoris Sellers was going to be a guy that was carrying South Carolina to a win over Mizzou? That was winning National Player of the Week awards? Nah, not really. I thought he had all the potential in the world. Whether we'd ever see it or not was up in the air. We know what Jackson Dart was. We know what Jackson Dart was. Texas said we wouldn't have won any of the games that we lost if Juice had stayed. He can continue to off. I don't know if I agree with that, Texter. I don't know if I agree with that. I think Juice Wells helps you beat LSU. A game you lost by one score. A game you lost by one score because Lenora Sellers went down with an injury.
I thought that's what the texter just said.
No, he said we would not have won any of the games that we lost if Juice was on the team. I disagree with you.
Misheard you there.
I think that, again, I'm not guaranteeing it because that's not how football works, but I think you could have beat LSU with Juice. And hey, who's to say that tragic Hail Mary that Lenora threw up at the end of the Alabama game, who's to say that one of the most physically gifted although it's not showing up in the stat sheet. Who's to say that one of the most physically gifted wide receivers in the SEC doesn't find a way to get up onto that football and give you an opportunity to run one more play inside the two to win the game, right? I'm not going to agree. I understand you're mad at Juice Wells leaving. You should be. You should be. I get it. You should be. But to say you wouldn't have been better with the guy on the team, I mean, unless he was just such a locker room cancer that it was addition by subtraction, and I don't know if that is true or not, all right? I heard stories. I heard talk that he was. I got no proof that he is or isn't, okay? So I don't know that I can agree with that. What I can say is I get why he left. I understand why he left. I understand why Bryce Underwood flipped his commitment from LSU to Michigan. And by the way, I don't think, yes, it's about a $10.5 million NIL deal that Michigan put on the table, but I don't think that's the only reason he left. We'll address that coming up here in just a little while. I think that the way that this breaks down to me is South Carolina is better than any of us thought they were going to be. I asked you guys at the beginning of the year, go back to the preseason. I do it every year. I said, Carolina fans, what is your realistic expectation, ceiling and floor? Realistic. And there were, if I recall correctly, and I have them saved somewhere on my computer where I don't know, but I recorded your projections. The average ceiling projection from you guys was 7 wins. The average floor projection for you guys was 4. 8-4 is on the table. 9-3 is realistic. They are dramatically outperforming what South Carolina fans on this show felt was the most optimistic of expectations. They're outperforming that. Did they look like they were going to after the Ole Miss game? To me, the answer is no. They did not. And yet here we are. So I have already said a number of times, I owe Shane Beamer an apology and some flowers. All right? That's a phrase, by the way. I've gotten asked 3 times why it is that I would send Shane Beamer flowers. It's a metaphor. All right? It's a metaphor for an apology. I owe the guy an apology. Dow Loggins, owe an apology. Clayton White, owe an apology. Because these guys have developed this team. I think the people who need to be called out, and I am one of these, is the people who are demanding coordinator changes during the offseason, right? Remember that conversation? Shane's biggest problem is that he keeps allowing his buddies to be coordinators and they're holding the team back. We got to move on from the coordinators. Well, I got to tell you, Dell Loggins and Clayton White seem to have both genuinely turned a corner with the development of their guys on both sides of the football, and you're benefiting from it now. So, you know, we'll talk more about it because we got Chris Miller coming up here in about 40 minutes from right now. We will talk to him, Rashad Beard, at 9 o'clock, and we will have the fellas from the Move in the Chains pod joining us at either 8:40 or 9:20. I'll let you know when I hear back from them. All of that coming up after Lonzo Shefties you with this Sports Flash.
I got nothing. The Cleveland Browns ended the 6-game win streak of the Pittsburgh Steelers in glorious snow last night. With a 24-19 win, Cleveland allowed a Pittsburgh touchdown late, but answered within the final minute to take the lead and prevented a Hail Mary touchdown at the buzzer. James Winston had 219 yards and a rushing touchdown, and Nick Chubb ran for 2 in the win. Pittsburgh is now 8-3, while Cleveland is 3-8. Clemson knocked off the Radford Highlanders. There can be only one. On the hardwood, 79-51 last night, Chauncey Wiggins scored 16. Ian Shefflin had 14, and Dylan Hunter recorded 15 off the bench for the Tigers, who shot 51% from the floor and 48% from deep in the win. Clemson is 4-1 to start the season. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels continue their run in the playoffs against the Spartanburg Vikings. I can say it. It's Burns versus Spartanburg right here on the Fan Upstate.